Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line, Jeff Gilbert with a look at the auto industry. And it's been some confusing times, Jeff, for a number of months here. And I mean, you could even say a number of years. But now, very interesting. You know, in Washington, they're on the verge of passing into law this massive spending bill, the Inflation Reduction Act. And a lot of people were looking at that initially saying, well, it's good. It extends a big-time tax credit, $7,500, for people who buy certain plug-in hybrid or electric vehicles, really bringing down the cost for a lot of Americans. And then people read a little bit further, and the only problem is that, what, most or all of the vehicles that are sold in the U.S. that are EVs won't qualify and will be ineligible for that tax credit now. What's going on?
Well, you know, there are many jokes that include the line, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. So that's kind of what's happening here. There are a lot of strings attached to this, and it's a new tax credit. Essentially, the bill gets rid of the old tax credits we had, and as of the start of next year, puts in a whole brand new system with its own rules and regulations.
You know, I'm reading this a little bit further, and it seems as though the bill is saying that the battery that's in the electric vehicle must have been built in North America with minerals that are mined or recycled on this continent. And that is the biggest problem with it. When would that change with the current situation?
Yeah, that would change at the with vehicles made after the beginning of next year. And car companies are saying, wait a second, we're trying to mine as many of these minerals as possible in the United States, but there's no infrastructure for it yet. So it's going to take a few years to get that infrastructure set up. And we really need the tax credits now. So, you know, by one estimate, as many as 70% of today's electric vehicles wouldn't be eligible for the tax credit for this reason and for a few other strings that are attached.
Now, the idea behind it, though, is kind of sound, right, Jeff, that you want, if we're going to be making this big push to EVs, you've heard this from automakers for a number of years, they want maybe half of all vehicles to be electronic that they sell in the next couple of years, that you'd want these batteries, a lot of these parts, to be made more in the U.S. when it's really hard to find anything that's made in the U.S. right now. Is that push being made, and is that something that you could see happening in the foreseeable future, where American manufacturing of batteries, things like that, ratchets up?
Well, first, for the manufacturing of batteries, the car makers are putting in numerous plants, and many of them are in the U.S. And by the way, the rule is North America, not the U.S., so Mexico and Canada also count. The issue is mining of some of these materials, and a lot of that mining previously has been done in China. And of course, if you're trying to gear up a bunch of batteries, you're going to go to where you can get the parts. A lot of mining is being started in the U.S., but of course, there are tons of environmental regulations. You can't just go out in your backyard and dig for lithium. So it's going to take a while. So as often happens in Congress, it's good intentions, but maybe the details have not been spelled out. And, you know, there's been some talk about maybe we should have a phase in, but it doesn't look like anybody's going to allow any amendments to this bill. So that's possible, but not likely.
So you hear about this tax credit that seems impossible to get. And then you see stories like yesterday, I saw Ford is raising the price of the F-150 Lightning. I mean, so it's almost like pricing people out of getting an EV if they wanted one.
Well, it's difficult, but the reason Ford is raising prices is A, because their costs are going up, and B, because they can. That vehicle is sold out, so that's for future orders. And the way the market works is if people are priced out of the marketplace, then the prices are going to come down. And if you have a lot of demand for a vehicle, then the prices are going to go up. But again, these minerals that they're buying are expensive, so car companies' costs are going up.
It's not the only way. Ford looking at that big price increase for their Lightning, which kind of cancels out that tax credit you were still getting in a number of ways. There's a couple more ways that automakers are looking to make up money. I saw this recently. GM is making an OnStar subscription mandatory for GMC, Buick, and Cadillac cars. I mean, it's a $1,500 subscription that's going to be tacked on as a mandatory quote-unquote option for new vehicles starting soon. And this is kind of becoming the norm. You hear about a subscription for your heated seats or something like that. I mean, when is this going to end?
Well, it's going to end when customers don't buy the products. I mean, that we've got a weird imbalance right now where there is such a shortage of vehicles that the car makers are able to raise prices. It is the old law of supply and demand. If in the next couple of years people are looking and going, whoa, that's way too expensive for me, then we're going to get back to the situation which we have seen in the past where car makers are throwing all sorts of incentives on vehicles and selling them at a loss. It is truly the marketplace at work. And again, if consumers don't accept these costs, then car makers are going to pull back on them.
Jeff, the CEO of an EV startup company here in Buffalo that makes portable chargers was at a signing at the White House the other day of the chips bill. And he was talking about the time that it's currently taking to order chips, like 100 days right now. He said at one point it was next day delivery. And then the price, he said these chips used to be under $2. Now they can be as much as $400. With this bill being signed, what's the outlook now for chips?
Again, this bill is about the long-term outlook for chips. I mean, it's not going to satisfy anything that's going on or change anything that's going on right now, because this particular bill is looking toward the future, saying, hey, we got a shortage now, but we're really going to need a lot of chips in the future with more technology, electric cars, and other kind of tech coming, and we need to have these chips made in the U.S. But it's going to take several years before the first plant is built to bring these chips online. That said, a lot of car makers are hoping that the current crisis is going to ease a bit in the coming months and maybe early next year. And then as we see more vehicles produced, and we'll see what the true demand for vehicles is. But as far as costs go, that's a whole different issue. Chips, minerals, raw materials, all of that went way up, those costs, in the first half of the year. Hopefully they're starting to subside a bit now, or at least the increase is. But that's been another issue that you're seeing with those rising prices for vehicles.
If you're interested in buying an EV, I mean, what do we know right now? When should you be looking to buy? What do you need to have before when to make sure you get that full tax credit?
Well, according to one report that I saw, the current tax credits, which have expired in a number of companies because they were limited to $200,000 per company, will go away when President Biden signs this bill. And the reality is there aren't many EVs out there that you can just walk out and buy today. You know, maybe you can get a Chevy Bolt, but GM has already, you know, gone through all of its tax credits, so that doesn't matter anyway. So, you know, the bottom line is, if you're looking for an EV today, it's going to be a difficult situation getting a tax credit because nobody has a list of EVs that'll be eligible next year. You can pretty well tell that anything foreign made won't be eligible, but you can't tell for sure what will be.
Hey, Jeff, great to talk with you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff Gilbert covers the auto industry. He works for WWJ in Detroit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.